This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Home ownership has historically been one of the most reliable ways for families to build wealth in this country. But for many observant Muslims, it's complicated. Paying interest, like you would in a conventional mortgage, goes against Islamic rules around finance. Now, more institutions are offering Islamic financing to meet what they see as growing demand. Maine Public Radio's Ari Snyder reports.
Sophie Mutamuliza says buying a house has been a long-term goal for her and her husband since they moved to Maine from Rwanda nearly a decade ago.
It's been our dream. It's been our dream since back home.
But they are observant Muslims and abide by a religious prohibition against paying interest. It's seen as financial exploitation. Mutamuliza says she looked for local institutions to work with, but at first couldn't find any. She and her husband even started thinking about a move to a state where Islamic home finance is more accessible. But Mutamuliza says she didn't want to leave Maine.
We feel like we know the place, but again, thinking about leaving it was a little bit frustrating.
Islamic mortgage solutions are more common in other states, and they end up costing about the same as conventional home loans. The difference is in the structure. Hassam Qutub is with Guidance Residential, an Islamic home financing institution based in Virginia. He says one model is when the buyer and the financier purchase a property together. In that sense, Qutub says companies like his are not lenders, they're co-owners.
And that's the cornerstone of Islamic finance, is actually having the financing institution own the property with you.
The buyer then pays back the financier's share over time. Instead of interest, the buyer pays an added fee for exclusive use of the property. Qutub says for his company, that fee is based on prevailing interest rates. There's no easy way to track the total value of Islamic mortgages in the U.S., but Qutub says demand is rising.
Our average annual growth rate on that over the last 20 years has been roughly 12.2%.
And in Maine, where Mutamuliza lives, a bank called Androscoggin saw unmet demand for Islamic mortgages, especially as the state's Muslim community grew. Androscoggin Bank President and CEO Neil Kiley says many Muslim families were stuck in rental units.
So they don't get the economic empowerment that comes from building equity in their own home, which can have a generational impact.
After months of research, late last year, the bank became the state's first to offer Islamic mortgage solutions. Sophie Mutamuliza and her family were some of the first clients. In January, they bought a home in a small town about 30 minutes from Portland. After nearly leaving Maine, Mutamuliza says she now feels more at home than ever.
Now we are here. No moving back.
Mutamuliza and her husband are now planning to renovate a freestanding garage in the backyard. They might turn it into a guest apartment or rent it out. In Portland, Maine, I'm Ari Snyder for Marketplace.